10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Coming up in a couple of weeks is November 9th is the date. The 60th anniversary of the Freedom Fund dinner that the NAACP puts on, along with the Community Awards. Alfonso Amos is here to tell us all about it. Alfonso, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
60-year anniversary, huh? It's been going on a long, long time in our community.
Yes, the Freedom Fund has been going on for a long time. Our Port Huron branch of the NAACP is actually getting ready to approach its 100th year. But the annual fundraising banquet, the Freedom Fund dinner, is 60 years old. So,
and what goes on at that dinner?
The Freedom Fund dinner is really an opportunity for the branch to raise its general revenue for the year. The Freedom Fund dinner is an established tradition for NAACP branches across the country, which allows them to raise the critical funds that affect change and advance the cause of civil and human rights in America. And so this year's dinner is themed When We Fight, We Win. The speaker will be Michigan State Representative Jewell Jones. He was one of the youngest state reps in the state of Michigan. At one point, he was one of the youngest state reps in the nation. And we'll also be having community awards. So we have awards named after various community members who were lifetime members and executive committee members and officers of the Port Huron branch of the NAACP. So we have the Jerry Kimbrough Humanitarian Award. We have the Gretchen Plager Youth Award given to one young girl in the community. And then we also have the Judge John G. Cummings Youth Award. We'll also be honoring Judge Cummings this year, as this was the year that he passed, and Judge Cummings was a huge Freedom Fund advocate. He would go and rally up all the judges and all of the individuals from the law community and make sure that they were in attendance. We have the Marguerite Stanley Distinguished Community Engagement Award. We also have the Doc Walker and Jalen Brown Brotherhood and Sister Award, and of course the Audrey Pack Lifetime Achievement Award.
Those names that you're reading off, those are some giants in our community, aren't they?
Some amazing pioneers in our community. Just happy to have individuals that are being nominated. So we put nominations out to the community at large and allow the community at large to nominate individuals. And those nominations are not closed as of yet, so I will not start listing off those nominees. But later today, please look on the Port Huron branch of the NAACP social media. Those names will slowly be getting announced later today.
Fantastic. November 9th is the date for the dinner. And where is it going to be, and how do people get tickets?
Oh, I'm happy you asked that. So it's going to be at the Blue Water Convention Center. People can get tickets a number of ways. Tickets are $50. We have extended ticket sales to the 30th of the month. You can get tickets by emailing phnaacp.freedomfund@gmail.com, or you can call at 810-294-4978. You can also purchase your tickets online by going to eventbrite.com and just putting in the search engine Port Huron Freedom Fund.
Very good. Easy as that. Alfonso, I want to ask you about the announcement yesterday by Port Huron City Manager James Freed that he's initiating an Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in the City of Port Huron. Your thoughts on that?
My thoughts. Yes. So I was at the announcement yesterday. Very excited. James had even mentioned to me is in a sidebar that this was something that I brought to him 4 years ago. And so when we talk about the work of the NAACP, and I think that's a great segue into the mission of the NAACP and what we do, a lot of people don't realize the work that's being done behind the scenes. And so you have Kevin Watkins, who is a great president currently leading the NAACP here in town. And he's constantly in meetings. We're constantly advising municipalities, school districts, civic leaders, political leaders, faith leaders on how to really address the issue of diversity, inclusion, and equity throughout the community. And so when that announcement yesterday was huge, I actually got a little teary-eyed because I think it's a big step for our community as we talk about becoming progressive leaders and really becoming the community that we want for generations to come. And so I think that's going to open up the doors for disadvantaged people in the community to have access to community resources that they didn't really have access to. They'll also be able to get the knowledge on events that people are hosting, because a lot of times we say, well, there's not a lot of diversity at this event. Well, nobody really knew about it. So how are we going to get it diverse? And so I think that office is going to be a key key office to the change that we're going to have in the community.
Yeah, certainly a bridge to those people that you say are perhaps underserved or don't know about some of the resources available. They're available, but if you don't know about them, they might as well not exist, right?
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that the NAACP has been working hard on as we try to really build capacity. Another reason why this Freedom Fund is really important as we look at the direction of our branch, we need the funds to really do the work. We're trying to build capacity. We're trying to make sure that more communities open offices of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We're trying to really make sure we have a sound and just community as in terms of equity and inclusion. And so I just wanted to share what the mission of the NAACP is, because a lot of people really don't know our mission.
Right.
And the mission of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, is to secure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights in order to eliminate race-based discrimination and to ensure health and the well-being of all persons. And so for us in Port Huron and for us as a national organization, we have six areas of focus, and that's economic sustainability, a chance to live in the American dream for all people. Education, we want to fight for a free, high-quality public education for all. Health equality for all Americans, including a healthy life and a high-quality health care. Public safety and criminal justice, we want an equitable dispensation of justice for all. And then voting rights and political representation, we want to protect and enhance voting rights and fair representation of all people. And we want to expand youth and adult engagement. And so we've been working tirelessly throughout the community as a Port Huron branch of the NAACP to make sure we address every last one of those issues with different health fairs, different partnerships when we talk early childhood education, a partnership with the school district, and making sure we're ensuring that students are being represented well and getting a full education that they deserve, the quality education they deserve. And then really addressing and meeting with our police chief and our police department, making sure that we have equitable laws in place as far as their policing and community policing and things like that. And so our work is long. It's long reach. We are always looking for more volunteers. We're looking for more funds always to try to really impact the work we do.
To keep up the good work and celebrate it at the Freedom Fund dinner on November the 9th, Alfonso. Thanks for coming and telling us about it.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul, as always. We appreciate your support and always having us.
Happy to do it. Take care.
Take care.